This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. Break out the tinfoil hats and the Kevlar helmet because you're going to need it today, as is the case every single day here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. The 51st state in the union will be New California. Newcaliforniastate.com will be moving forward. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We know it's going to happen. We just, you know, it's 38 counties of the 58 counties of California have active and growing committees right now in New California. 38 of the 58. Think about that. That's just an incredible amount of people and numbers. It shows you what the resistance is really, truly like in California. It's growing, and we will be the 51st state. Right in front of Jerry Brown's face. He's irrelevant in this process, you know, as we've explained before. Anyway, very happy to have with us right now, very special guest, Chris Courtlander. He is the author of Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle of the Little Bighorn. And he is the author of this book, and it is about the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the federal government. And he is the founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum, a former law enforcement officer who owns and operates the historic town of Gary Owen, Montana, on the Custer Battlefield. Well, with us right now, of course, is Chris. And Chris, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Paul, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so
greetings from the battlefield in Montana.
Well, you're out there in the middle of nowhere, and it's called Gary Owen, Montana.
Yeah, just a little bit back history on the town. Gary Owen is not a person. Gary Owen is the official fighting song of the 7th Cavalry and Buffalo Bill, named this town for a railroad stop back in 1896. And so he gave this spot a name of Gary Owen. It's still the official song of the 7th Cavalry today. And our small little town is also the location of the only tomb of a United States unknown soldier outside of Arlington and Pearl Harbor anywhere in the United States.
Really? Well, that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
So the song is Gary Owen of the 7th Cavalry.
Right. It's
that's
actually
awesome.
It's actually the ringtone on my telephone. Yeah, if you heard the song, it's in every Western.
Yeah.
It's a Civil War song. But Custer liked it. One of his men brought it back from Ireland. It was a drinking song. So he liked the cadence and made it his official song, and it's still the official song of the 7th at Fort Hood today.
Oh, my goodness, at Fort Hood. That's amazing history. I mean, of course, you got the whole battlefield there. And there's been just tons of research and people doing a lot of research in the battlefield, even to this day. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the, you know, discovery of the artifacts basically was halted about 15 years ago. But we have the largest private collection of Custerania and also Native American on display pertaining to the battle in the world here at Gary Owen and the Custer Battlefield Museum.
Hmm. Well, it's enormous history, and one of the things that obviously is going on in the world today is the destruction of American history, and certain something like that must be a target for those people that want to destroy American history.
A matter of fact, you know, just a few months ago when they were taking down the Confederate monuments, I have a peace memorial set up behind the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with a bust of Lieutenant Colonel Custer and a bust of Sitting Bull. And I got a phone call basically telling me, anonymous phone call, if I didn't take the Custer bust down, that they were going to come here and take it down for me. So that still goes on with trying to change the history, but if we don't know our history, if we don't know where we came from, we're sure the heck not going to know where we're going. So it's important for our children to know the actual history so it doesn't repeat. And just taking down Confederate monuments, I don't believe those are glorifying those people, but a reminder of what happened during the Civil War.
Right, right. And of course, what happened during the Indian Wars, too.
Absolutely. I mean, one could argue that this battlefield is the most racially charged piece of real estate in America, where the government came to basically try to exterminate the Native Americans.
Hmm. And now, how was that situation with the Native Americans, with the Indians in the area?
Well, this is the Crow Reservation. And let's keep in mind that the Crow Indians were scouting for Lieutenant Colonel Custer, only one of four American Indian tribes that never declared war on our United States, on our government. So they were our allies during this battle. They have a very strong treaty with the United States government, and the Crows are great people. I've lived here for 25 years, but so much history here, it's... That's what basically drew me. One other thing, Paul, I just want to mention really quick about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You've heard of the saying, burying the hatchet, before, correct?
Right, right.
It came from this location over this tomb in 1926 at the 50th commemoration of the battle, when two battle participants came back, Sitting Bull's nephew and Lieutenant Godfrey, who happened to be a general 50 years later, shook hands over the trap door, deposited the hatchet, along with 19 other artifacts, and all those artifacts still remain inside the tomb today, along with the decapitated soldier's remains. So that's where we get the American phrase, burying the hatchet, from 1926, from the 50th commemoration here at Gary Owen, Montana.
That is just absolutely amazing. You know, just in the last few minutes, we've learned so much about American history. And again, we brought it to the fore. You know, I used to love watching all those movies and everything about those events, and I've wanted to come to Gary Owen. This is now going to be something I got to put on the bucket list to see that.
But
burying the hatchet, that's just absolutely an amazing expression. And, of course, now we know the history behind that. But speaking of burying the hatchet, we got a couple of minutes before we come up to the break here, but let's start talking about your book here, because you had a little bit of a war going on yourself there in Gary Owen. Let's start off by telling us a little bit about that.
Sure. In 2005 and 2008, I was raided by the Bureau of Land Management, basically the same agents and team that raided the Bundys and other raids of the Department of the Interior. They came in here with riot shotguns and M16 rifles, and they took down our museum interns that had master's degrees, laid him down on the floor, and put an M16 in the back of his skull. And what was on the search warrant was a button and a suspender buckle that they came to my property and sold me undercover, and they said that I was selling it with false provenance on the internet, which isn't true. Obviously, I was never indicted, never charged with the crime. But I'm here to tell you about the deep state. You know, everybody's talking about what happened to Cohen, President Trump's attorney, with a no-knock warrant going in and raiding his office with guns. And they think it's so egregious. It's only egregious is because it's the president's attorney and it's in the news every day. But it happens every day of the year in the United States. We just don't hear about it. And I'm here to tell you my story after the break.
Wow, that's fascinating. We're talking right now with Chris Courtlander. He is the author of the new book called Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle of the Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the federal government. I can't think of a better way to lay it out there than that that discussion about what happened to Michael Cohen, the president's attorney. Coming in, no-knock raids with M16s. It starts to sound, and listen, I got some listeners that can remember the Channel Islands battle that was done in the 90s, in which the federal government, BLM, took over the Channel Islands in exactly the same way. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Agenda.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And right now, we're talking to Chris Courtlander. He is the author of the new book, Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle of Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the Federal Government. Arrow to the Heart is a fascinating story of how Chris Courtlander, the owner of the private town of Gary Owen, Montana, fought off the federal government and exposed a vast conspiracy of corruption and espionage. And in the spring of 2005, a federally orchestrated raid took place at the small Montana town of Gary Owen, and Christopher Courtlander, the private owner of Gary Owen, and the focus of the raid was suspected of selling valuable historic artifacts with false provenance. Courtlander vigorously fought this criminal allegation and eventually revealed a vast conspiracy of government corruption and espionage. He also exposed stunning connections between his raid, the Gibson guitar raid, and the raid in rural Utah that led to the deaths of multiple people. And this is a fascinating story, and I know something. A lot of the stuff you know, and vice versa. We're travelers in some paths in this group. But tell us your story, how this whole thing broke out.
Well, after I was raided and they threatened me with 89 years in prison and 9 felonies, they persecuted me for 4 years and 8 months, I say the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Bureau of Land Management, because they never indicted me. I was in front of the grand jury 4 times, my case was, and I was never indicted. And then when I got a closure letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office after 4 years and 8 months that the case is closed, no charges will be filed, I ended up suing 24 federal agents in the Court of Claims in Washington, D.C. for $280 million for the constitutional violations that they committed during my raids here, knowing that, of course, you can't sue the sovereign and I would be thrown out of court. But I wanted to air their dirty laundry in a federal lawsuit, hoping that I would set the record in perpetuity that this would never happen again. Well, much to my surprise, it did happen again just a year and a half ago on Christmas Eve. Robert Weaver in Cody, Wyoming, was visited by Bureau of Land Management special agents, and after they left his house, he took his life. And that was the fourth suicide that took place after involvement with BLM agents. So, you know, one suicide, two suicides, four suicides, I don't think it's a coincidence.
What were the other suicides, you recall?
Yeah, one of them actually was Ted Gardner, who was the federal informant that got paid over $250,000 to set 24 people up in the Four Corner region in Blanding, Utah. And he killed himself one day before the first federal trial was going to take place against the 24 defendants that they raided. Keep in mind, Paul, that all of these raids we're talking about, Gibson Guitar, the Custer Battlefield Museum, the Four Corners raid, the raid in Cody, Wyoming, only 90 miles from here, all of these people had no criminal background, and this is over non-violent crime investigation. So why do we have federal agents from the Department of the Interior raiding U.S. taxpaying citizens with no criminal background, with guns ablazing, coming into your establishment and threatening you, your life, your liberty, and your family? And the reason is, it's all about the money. Somebody leaked a 57-page document to me, which is the foundation for Arrow to the Heart, the new book that's coming out. Actually, it's going to be released this next week. And it's pre-order on Amazon. And that's the 57-page document is the foundation for the book. And basically what it says in the document, it ties all three raids together, the Gibson Guitar Raid, Custer Battlefield Museum, and the Four Corners Raid, because the federal agency, the Bureau of Land Management Law Enforcement Department, needed to justify their existence. They had too much money in their coffers to get reappropriated the quarter of $1 billion, which is their budget for 211 agents. Their budget's $260 million every 12 months. They needed to go out and spend that money on high-profile raids to justify their existence so they would get positive press they sought so they could get reappropriated in front of Congress again October 31st at the end of the fiscal year of the United States. So all of this has to do with spending money on these high-profile raids. The document specifically says that William Woody, the chief of federal law enforcement for the Bureau of Land Management, gave an order for agents to go out and pick high-profile people to raid so they would get press throughout the United States.
Now, let's relate this to the Bundy situation. And because obviously the Bundy
thing. It's the same guys. It's the same agents. Overzealous, overpowering Bureau of Land Management, Department of the Interior agents are going to go and arrest Cliven and Ammon Bundy because their cows may be eating federal grass. So they go in with guns and sniper teams over cows. I mean, this is America. Keep in mind, all of your listeners right now, the chief law enforcement officer for every county in the United States is the county sheriff. We do not need a Department of the Interior, Bureau of Land Management agency policing our own citizens. That's why we have county sheriffs. They should take that budget and those overzealous BLM federal agents and put them on our border with the Border Patrol. That's where President Trump wants a greater presence, to keep our enemies away from us and outside the United States, not to be policing U.S. citizens that have no criminal background.
So let's talk a little bit about the Wooten letters. And what are those?
The Wooten letters. That's amazing. Your listeners probably are hearing that for the first time. I just want to mention my website, where all of this information that we're talking about is all documented on my website. And the website address is www.arrowtotheheartbook.com, arrowtotheheartbook.com, where everything that Paul and I are talking about now, you can go there later on and look for yourself. But Agent Wooten was a BLM senior supervisor of the Bundy Ranch raid. He experienced so many crimes being committed by other federal agents, he decided to do a multiple-page whistleblower letter, now known as the Wooten letter. And in the Wooten letter, he describes that former agent Dan Love had a kill book and a suicide list. That's right. You just heard me right. The federal agent had a kill book and the suicide list. So, Paul, can you ever remember in history of federal agents having a kill book or a suicide list against U.S. citizens inside of our boundaries?
Not in this country, but I know in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union and China, they had
those. That's one reason I'm doing these radio shows, is just to let the public know that this is an amazing development, where President Trump, unfortunately, is dominating every minute of the 24-hour news cycle. So a story like this really doesn't fit in
Chris, hang on. But we got a break coming up. When we come back, I want to get more details of this from you. We're talking to Chris Courtlander. He's the author of Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle of the Little Bighorn. And, of course, it's a big federal battle that he's engaged in right now. And we're going to be hearing more from him on this. So stay tuned. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hey, Paul, can you hear me?
Oh, we can dare what we can do. United men and brothers true, their gallant footsteps to pursue and change our country's story. Our hearts so stout have brought us fame, for soon 'tis known from whence we came. Where'er we go,
oh, yeah, go ahead. I was starting to chime in there with They Died With Their Boots On from, I guess that was Gary Owen, which is the namesake of what we're talking to right now, Chris Courtlander from Gary Owen, Montana. So anyway, Chris, go ahead.
Paul, I wanted to mention that I appreciate you having me on your show. I'm actually would like to come back and kind of finish the story if I could. I have another booking right now that
we can take care of that. Listen, I appreciate you being on the show.
I would love to come back on your show and do an hour or a half an hour.
Okay, no problem. Listen, I understand this. So listen, we'll get it back into the song here because I think it's fabulous history. Thank you very much for being on the show, and good luck on the rest of the book, and we'll be talking, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, bye. Okay, so this has absolutely been a fascinating little story here. I didn't think we were going to have this sort of thing happen. But Gary Owen, They Died With Their Boots On. This is the movie that was, of course, about the 7th Cavalry that Custer, this is an old time, and we're talking about the 30s when this whole thing was put together. So we're going to play this little song, Gary Owen. Let's get some other revisions of it. This is from the 7th Cavalry song, Gary Owen.
We still shall hear their voices sound. Our triumph shall roll along the ground. Oh, Gary Owen in glory to emulate.
that's Gary Owen. You probably recognize the song, but that is the official song of the Seventh Cavalry. It started as an Irish drinking song, and they liked it so much they turned it into a cadence song. It had the nice cadence, you know, the rhythm, kind of like what they do right now with rock and roll, right? Just modified the song. You know, that was, listen, back in the day, you know, this is in the 1800s. This was something that was, this was something that was really a big, big deal to be able to modify a song like that. You know, they just didn't have CDs. They just didn't have radio. No radio. You know, you had to use, well, telegraph because it was around, but no radio. I didn't know about radio. What's this radio business? What's that all about? There's different versions of it, too. This looks like this is a version we're going to try and play right now. A little bit more sophisticated. Listen, it's Friday. I can do this. Let's get into this little thing here. Now, there we go. Now, this is, like, really upgraded. What is this? Marching song, Gary Owen. So much for this Irish drinking song. It's really become more sophisticated now. Anyway, great, great song. Great story. Absolutely great story. And people in the 7th Cavalry, Fort Hood, understand this. So that was a great discussion we had there with Chris Courtlander. And I'll tell you what, Arrow to the Heart is the name of the book. And, yeah, talk about the deep state. And these operations have been going along for a long time with the Bureau of Land Management. And this is some of the stuff that we got into with the Bundys, of course, the whole situation with the Bundy trial and all that stuff. And we're going to get into this. We're going to have him definitely back on the show. He's got some more content, really rich content about stuff that's been going on. It's directly related to Donald Trump and directly related to what the federal government is doing right now to him, which is the deep state, of course. But now that is all completely unraveling, as you know. Now, interestingly enough, we will have time for this. We're going to be doing another segment on my theory about James Comey and the seventh grade mentality. Now, you've heard me talk about the seventh grade mentality before, about this, especially this lying behavior. I really believe, and I'm giving you the educator's perspective. I'm not a psychologist, you know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I am an educator of 41 years experience watching children and adults behave and stuff. So the lying thing for kids in particular, I really think it's really a critical period around puberty. So that's around 7th and 8th grade for kids. Got it? There's a prepubescence, puberty, and postpubescence that goes on. Now, here is the deal. When do they learn to lie? It's around that time. I mean, we're talking about the sociopathic liar, the individual who just lies and lies. Everything's a lie. He lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies, and everything's a lie. Now, some people do modification of it. Some people just, well, we'll tell a little lie, or we'll tell maybe a big lie, but nobody will pay attention to the big lie when I tell it because, you know, I can work them up to it. I mean, there's many levels of sophistication about lying. That's what I've discovered. But I do want to tell you that when you get to the sociopathic level, such as what you saw with Obama, you can keep your doctor, right? How sociopathic can that get? I mean, right out there in plain sight public. And then there's Susan Rice who gets up there and talks about it was about a video. Remember that about Benghazi. Just some classic examples of the sociopathic liars. And again, you know, we've had these. Bill Clinton, sociopathic liar. Hillary Clinton, sociopathic liar. So it goes hand in hand with the criminal element, of course. And that's just it. And when I used to work with gang kids, you know, the gangsters really know how to lie really well. Man, they are really good liars. They're better liars than Comey, by the way, in my opinion. But now, Comey is a sophisticated liar with a great deal of intelligence behind his lying. So he can tell multiple lies at one time, and nobody's going to question him on it. He's that good, and he's learned that. He's learned how to play that game. But the problem for Comey is that in the seventh grade, I mean, he learned how to lie, I believe, in the seventh grade. And Newt Gingrich said some things this morning I'm going to play for you, which absolutely substantiates my claim about the seventh grade. He puts it very, very well. So when we come back, we're going to listen to this clip from him this morning. But Comey and the rest of his ilk always run into problems. And that is when you start telling the lies and people confront you about the lies and you try and lie yourself out of that and you can't because you've run out of lies. In other words, the lies get old and you can't remember which lie you told when and to whom and how many times you told it. And that's where Comey is at right now with his book tour. That's why all these things are unraveling. And now you've got McCabe, who's upset and disappointed with, of course, Comey's comments, because Comey is throwing McCabe under the bus. Well, now Comey is going to find out that McCabe can throw him under the bus. So now we're getting two liars, two sociopathic liars, throwing each other under the bus. This is when we get to these kind of critical mass points in our nation's history in which something is going to unravel downstream, so to speak. And that unraveling is going to be, of course, the Democratic Party and the progressives and Obama. All these people are going to fall because they're going to be definitely put in their place by the lies that they've told. Their lies are not matching up. Now, what this means is the FBI, the good FBI, the gumshoes, as we call them, they're doing their job. The Justice Department is starting to strengthen with under the helm of Jeff Sessions, of course, is starting to get bureaucratic in an honest way. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache.
So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so we're working on the notion that sociopathic lying begins in the seventh grade. That's what I believe. That's my experience says that. Seventh graders learn sociopathic. If you're going to be a sociopathic liar, they have to discern between telling the truth and being dishonest. And some kids get really, really good at being dishonest about that time. And then they enhance and grow over the years to where they're really, really good. And when they get out in public, they can be really, really good, and it's okay. So James Comey is one of these guys. Now, Newt Gingrich makes my point, as he did this morning, on The Five. Listen carefully.
They're conflicted. I like him very much as a person, but sometimes even good people do things they shouldn't do. I've read the report. I'm not the judge in the case. I'm not the discipline decision maker in the case. I think it is accountability mechanisms working, and they should work, because it's not acceptable in the FBI or the Justice Department for people to lack candor. It's something we take really seriously.
Really? Fox News contributor and Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich was watching that with all of us as Jake Tapper did his interview yesterday. So he's disappointed as number two. Sometimes good people lie.
No. You have to watch his face. Turn off the sound and watch his face.
Okay, I tell you what, Mark, can you re-rack that clip? And let's go ahead and we're going to watch his face. Newt, tell us what we're looking at.
Okay. You're looking at a guy who, around the seventh grade, practiced sincerity. I didn't really mean to hit the car. I don't know how the baseball got out of my hands.
Yeah.
I think my cousin must have done it, because I couldn't have done it. I mean, look at his face, this pain. I hate throwing McCabe under the bus.
You're saying he's acting?
I know. I'm saying he taught himself at an early age a series of self-serving emotions, which he uses over. I mean, if you watch him for a couple of hours of this stuff, he uses it over and over and over. This guy is almost a pathological liar.
But it sounds, what he said right there, though, it sounds as if he agrees with the Inspector General at the Department of Justice. Andy McCabe broke all the rules and maybe some laws, and that's why there's a criminal referral.
Which would be a great shock, because with almost every authority figure, he's disappointed in them.
Right, Peter Strzok disappointed.
Yeah, Peter.
Lisa Page didn't know that was happening.
President Obama disappointed. The Attorney General Lynch disappointed. I mean, you know, you go down the list. He's disappointed in Trump.
And just to finish up this point, is that the problem is Andy McCabe's lawyer came out and said, wait a second, he told James Comey multiple times he's going to be talking to the Wall Street Journal.
These two guys are going to have in criminal court as witnesses against each other.
Mm-hmm. And then,
and who broke the law? Who do you think?
We'll find out.
Both of them. I mean, I just did a piece for The Hill yesterday pointing out the top two people at the Federal Bureau of Investigation are both people who broke the law. Now, that's very, if you think about it, this is our most important law enforcement agency, and that is unbelievably dangerous. And by the way, they're breaking the law upwards. I mean, Comey is lying to Lynch. You know, I think for all practical purposes, he was lying to Rosenstein. I printed.
What do you mean lying to Lynch? What he said about the matter and investigation? Yeah. Or Lynch is lying about her revisionist? One of them's not telling the truth?
If I had to choose, given the current track record, I'd probably bet with Lynch. But if you look at it, I mean, I urge everybody to just go Google Rosenstein's report on Comey, which Trump, I mean, this is one of Trump's real mistakes. Trump should have done nothing for 3 days. He should have gotten that report, released it, been horrified let the Sunday talk shows deal with the report. Rosenstein's report ends by saying, we'll never be able to fix the FBI as long as Comey is here. Now, at that point, you know, what do you think the President of the United States ought to do? Then the IG report, which I also recommend people read, but it's longer. At the end of it, the IG basically says, look, this guy lied under oath. He lied when he wasn't under oath. Lying under oath, of course, is a felony.
They would have found out if Hillary Clinton won.
Well, we would know nothing. If Hillary Clinton had won, we'd know nothing about the depth of corruption at the top of the Justice
What's
Department.
What's your opinion about what's happening with Pompeo? He was good enough to be the CIA director, but not good enough to be Secretary of State.
I think the president should start going into every state that has a Democratic senator and lead a patriotic pro-American rally that says what the Democrats are doing in the Senate is destructive of the United States. To put, you look at the total number of people they have bottled up, the ambassadors, the various appointments, the degree to which the president's running the government with about one-third of the people he ought to have. You look at what they're doing to Pompeo.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you couldn't see the facial expressions, and we'll put this up here on Gen 21 Radio so you can see the facial expressions of Comey. But Gingrich makes my point about the lying part of, he mentions this stuff. You have to remember, he's a former educator. He's a former professor of history, I believe. I think he even taught at the high school level for a while. So he kind of understands how this all works as an educator. And I think his assessment is absolutely, well, of course it agrees with everything I've been saying, which I was really happy to hear that this morning. But the facial expressions of James Comey tell it all. And that's, you know, part of the facial expressions of a liar are very important. In fact, there's training, specific training for law enforcement to tell any time when there is a person lying, what do they do? And you've probably heard of that, you know, if your eyes look to the left or look to the right or whatever, you've probably heard those kind of things. But there's other things as well that you look for. And it's all part of the training package that you get when you get trained by certain types of law enforcement agencies. And I've been trained by a number of them for a number of different things. It's like, you know, drug alcohol recognition. You can see it on their faces what kind of drugs they're using, pretty much. Marijuana is a clear identifier on the skin tone, the patina that you see on people's faces. Oftentimes when you have heavy amounts of THC in your bloodstream, I mean, it's minor little details like that, but all those things start to build up when you start packaging the behavior pattern with it, which is exactly what happens with Comey and the rest of the liars. Now, more lying is going to be seen. Now, you're armed with some information today, which I think is really good information, is we go through all the usual suspects now. We're rounding up the usual suspects, so to speak, in this whole lying charade that's been going on. And I think it's the bubble is burst. That's my point. The bubble has finally burst. And everybody's saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it's finally happening. It is happening. The truth is coming out. And by the way, the truth is coming to California. That's why we're setting up New California right now. Please visit newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255.
How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. So what in the world is really going on? I guess that's the big question is, what in the world is really going on? Lots of things. We can start with Comey. We can start with all the things are going to spread out from that. We still haven't gotten into a number of things. Jerry Brown in California, we didn't get a chance to get to that today. Trust me, there's a lot going on there. Donald Trump is starting to say, well, maybe we don't need to send federal funds to California. Now, this is something Jerry Brown doesn't want. Jerry Brown lives off federal funds from disasters and things like calling out the National Guard and so on. The cash flow to this state is so bad, it's critical that Jerry Brown get every little dollar in because he's so overextended himself by trillions of dollars. This is a hole they can't get out of. And we know that in New California. That's why the president is playing a little bit of a twisting game with Jerry Brown right now. Because Jerry Brown is as broke as a joke. He has driven this state into oblivion, if you will. There are no more deck chairs on the Titanic to be moving around to try and make this whole thing work. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, that's going to mean New California in the future. We're going to go through some pain. But we'll get there. We will get there. New California will happen. And visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also agenda21radio.news. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.